Surround yourself with happy thinkers. Surround yourself with happy thinkers. We can all surround ourselves with happy thinkers if we wish, but surrounding ourselves with happy thinkers demands that our thought at all times be joyous, happy, full of love, full of peace, full of joy, full of magic. And we can do that, but it takes a lot of work on our part, because around us are people who are thinking negative thoughts, people who are thinking unjoyous thoughts, people who are thinking thoughts that are limiting in some way or other. And if we acknowledge that, if we recognize that, if we surround ourselves with people thinking those limiting thoughts, then those limiting thoughts are our thoughts. Those limiting thoughts are our attitudes of mind. Those limiting thoughts are who we are. Now, who are you? Who am I? I surround myself with happy thinkers. And so when people start thinking thoughts that are not beneficial to my world, I turn my attention away from them, or I turn my attention to something specifically wonderful. And as I turn my attention to something specifically wonderful, then my thoughts are on specifically wonderful things. Now, it happens to be election time, and the Republicans have chosen to take the act of being president of the United States. And they're bringing to it all sorts of new attitudes, new implements of what they feel are important. And they're taking these thoughts and they're thinking, are these wonderful, powerful, beautiful thoughts beneficial to the United States of America? Are they thoughts that are uplifting, that are going to bring about power of joy and peace and harmony in America? Well, if you think they are, then support them. If you think they are, then in every way speak your word to say that this is divine order now. But if for any reason you do not support them, if for any reason you do not feel harmonious with them, then what do you feel harmonious with? What do you feel supportive of? What do you feel is what you want to see done in your world? If whatever you want to see done in your world is what your thought is all about, then that is what you are seeing in your world. And you will not see anything different. You will not. You can't go around complaining that other people's thinking is different than yours and other people's thinking is not beneficial like yours is. You have to go around thinking your thought is beneficial. Your thought is glorious. Your thought is uplifting. Your thought is divine. Your thought is magic. And when you think that, then you empower your thoughts to be expressed in everything you think about. Now, are you able to think these positive thoughts? Are you able to think beautiful thoughts? Are you able to think wonderful thoughts that are uplifting and supportive of your world and your life and the country that you want to live in? We watch a lot of shows on TV, and there are shows that are interesting and shows that are uplifting. But as we watch Star Trek, and we've seen Star Trek many times, we've seen many versions of Star Trek, but as we watch Star Trek, what do we see? Do we see the values that Star Trek engenders into each of their shows? Do we see the people being always one-pointed on being uplifting, one-pointed on being directed toward the highest and the best of everyone involved? When people are being cited for doing something different than you would normally think they would do, be suspicious, because what's going on is an illusion. And they're going to show you the way out of that illusion very shortly as you watch the Star Trek program. Because the values that Star Trek has, by and large, are positive and vital and dynamic. It's up to us at all times to be vital, dynamic, and powerful about everything we do. always to be thinking things that are wonderful and uplifting. Surround yourself with happy thinkers. When people start thinking unhappy thoughts in your presence, then immediately turn your attention away from those unhappy thoughts and turn them to the happy thoughts that make your life worthwhile. When people start thinking thoughts in your presence that say it's a downer, that won't work, that's something that I don't want to happen in my life, don't you give it any power. Because the minute you give it some power, you are causing it to be real and causing it to be realized in your experience. And is this what you want? Is this what you think is important? Is this what you think is vital and dynamic and really something that's important in your life? Well, whatever you're demonstrating in your world, that's what you're thinking about. Whatever you're demonstrating in your life, whatever you're thinking in your life, that's what you're thinking about. Whatever thoughts go through your mind, whatever attitudes go through your mind, whatever dreams go through your mind, whatever illusions or illuminations go through your mind, that's what you're dreaming about. Now, do you want those illusions, the illuminations of your mind to be carried out in your everyday affairs? If you do, then empower them. If you don't, then walk away from them. No longer be allowing yourself to be around anything that is unlike your highest and your best. What is the highest and best for the United States of America? What is the highest and best for you as an individual, for me as an individual? What is the highest and best for everything that I do, everything that I think, everything that I am? The highest and best is what I say in a generalized way, all is in divine order. And as I say, all is in divine order, the highest and best is what I am bringing forth in my experience. The highest and best. And if I allow anything other than the highest and best to come forth in my world, then I have empowered that. I have allowed that to be a conscious activity in my thinking system. And is that what I want? Well, I can always tell. If I'm happy at the time I go to bed, I have been surrounding myself with beautiful thoughts, with beautiful attitudes, with beautiful dreams, with beautiful things that make my life realized and full and perfect. If I am experiencing some illness, I say all is in divine order. And if I am experiencing some lack in friendship or abundance, I say all is in divine order. Whenever anything goes on in my world, if I'm experiencing unhappiness, I just say, all is in divine order. And that happiness fades from my life experience. All is in divine order, and it is there with me. But if I go around with a frown on my face for anything or anybody, or if I allow a person to be in my presence who has a frown on their face and is not happy with their life, I am endorsing that in my world. And I don't want to do that. I don't want to ever endorse anything in my life which is not who I am. So I say to myself, all is in divine order. I say, all is peace. All is truth. All is me. All is good. And I say it again and again and again and again and again. I empower it. I endorse it. I encourage it, and as I say it, whether I say it aloud or in my heart alone, everyone in my world instantly reflects that about me and about them. And they, in their life, are experiencing this perfect peace, this perfect joy, this perfect wonder. They, in their life, are experiencing everything that is magical and good, just like you in your life. The minute you speak your word and say, all is in divine order, you endorse that in your world. You endorse that in your thinking. You endorse that in everything you do. and everything you do is good and beautiful now and always. That's what I like to do. That's what I like to say about myself. I surround myself with happy thinkers. You surround yourself with happy thinkers. The world is surrounded with happy thinkers, and it's a wonderful world. Say this about yourself now. Love it about yourself, know it about yourself, and delight in it about yourself. For it is the truth about yourself. And know that, truly, I love you. I love you. I love you.